two things stand out to me today. Let's see. First of all, in our Genesis reading, you've got the man says, I heard your sound in the garden. I was afraid because I was naked and I hid myself. And God said, who told you you were naked? Did you eat from the tree which I commanded you not to eat? And then from Romans, while we were still weak, at the right moment, Christ died for ungodly people. And farther down, if death ruled because of one person's failure, those who receive the multiplied grace and the gift of righteousness will even more certainly rule in life through the one person, Jesus Christ. Reading our Old Testament reading this morning, I can't help but think about parents and kids, right? I mean, Adam and Eve, as some translations call the man and the woman, Adam and Eve knew. They didn't know much, but they knew they shouldn't eat from the fruit, right? And they did it anyway. A little dose of peer pressure there, or snake pressure, as it were. And sure enough, just as the snake had said, when they ate the fruit, their eyes were opened and they had all knowledge of what God maybe didn't want them to know. Namely, they were naked. Mm. You imagine that? You take a bite of an apple and all of a sudden you're like, ooh, I don't have any clothes on. Oh, Lord. You're trying to stitch together something with the leaves, and I'm sorry, but that don't cover much. And so you hear the voice of your Lord God, your Creator, in the garden, and you know, I imagine he's kind of walking around going, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Wait a minute, where are they? I created them, where did they go? All right, where are you? I'm hiding over here behind the tree. Why are you hiding? Well, I heard your voice and I'm naked and I didn't want you to see me, so I decided to hide. And just like a parent, you know, when a parent asks you what's going on, you parents in this crowd know what I'm talking about. When a parent asks you what's going on and you mistakenly tell them exactly what's happening and they go, wait a minute, how did you know? Oops, I said too much. Dad knows I'm naked down here in the trees now. And he know I said too much. Oops. Did you eat from the tree which you weren't supposed to? That's a rhetorical question. Parents are famous for those. I'm an aunt. I'm famous for it. Did you do what I told you not to do? In that act, in that very act right there where Eve took the snake's advice and ate the piece of fruit and gave it to Adam, and their eyes were open and they hid in the trees from God because they were naked. Right there in that moment is what we call the fall of humanity. That's the minute where things that had been all fine and hunky-dory and just fantastic between God and creation kind of went sideways for a little bit. We were no longer in what they call right relationship. Humanity, this is, not us. So it took thousands of years for them to get back into right relationship. And it took thousands of things to happen. I mean, Genesis is way at the very beginning of the book of the Bible. And Romans is back here way after all of the kings and all of the prophets and all of the David and Goliath and Samuel and Esther and Ruth and Solomon and Saul and all of those wonderful stories. That's way at the beginning. And you get way down here to Romans, which is after Jesus has died and risen again, and Paul's off planting churches all over the Mediterranean. It took about that long. It took that long for us to get back to where it needed to be right. And it's not saying that people didn't try. It's not saying that faithful people didn't try. They were faithful people. You had Abraham, right? Who knows, remembers the story of Abraham? Father Abraham had many sons had Father Abraham. They told Abraham, God told Abraham, listen, your descendants will outnumber the stars in the sky. He was a faithful person. The problem is that when humanity's eyes were opened, when they ate that piece of fruit, they then became very knowledgeable of everything else. And truth be told, there are things that some of us know that we'd really rather not know. Amen? There are some things we'd be so much better off not having any clue about. Me personally, how chickens are butchered, but that's neither here nor there. I'd be so much better off not knowing how they fertilize fields. I learned that when I moved to Ithaca. But I tell you what, the good news is that Jesus did come. That God finally said, you know what? I need to send my son. I need to go down there and be in the world. Not just up here watching it go on and leading and guiding, but to be there walking the walk. And that's the gift of Jesus Christ. It's not just that he's God incarnate, which he is. It's absolutely true. It is God walking amongst us. But it's that he walks amongst us. And that God, in the form of Jesus, understood the suffering. Every heartache any one of us has ever felt, Jesus knew. Let me say that again. Every heartache any one of us has ever known, Jesus knew. He walked this earth. He understood. The joy and the fun and the whatever else, but he understood the heartache. He had friends die. He had terrible things happen. He went around teaching things and people be like, dude, you're crazy. He called 12 guys from their homes and from their families and said, hey, come follow me, but leave everything behind. Because you've been fishing for fish and now I'm going to make you fish for people. Some guy came up to you that you didn't know and said, hey, could leave your nets behind, leave whatever you're doing behind, leave your soccer ball and your iPhone and all that stuff. Leave that behind and come with me because we're going to go fish for people. What would you honestly do? Stranger danger. You get away from me. Paul's letter to the Romans, when he was writing the Romans, he reminded them, he reminded that church. He says, listen, yes, humanity fell in the very beginning and we've been trying to get back with God ever since. But the good news of the gospel is this, is that Jesus came, Jesus walked this earth with us, Jesus died for us on that cross, Jesus rose again to open the gates of hell and heaven, to tell us that this is not the end, that there's something better after this world. If one person's sin could cause so much heartache for generations, then it's the multiplied grace through Jesus Christ that saves us from that life of sin. All right, well, that's great. So what's that mean for us today? I mean, come on, Pastor Christina. We're out here in the woods at Camp Westminster. We're here in powerboats out on the lake. Mr. Jim's playing his bagpipes. What's that mean for us today? Because that was a few generations ago too, right? If Jesus died for them then, it remains true that he died for us today. And that he rose again for us today. And that it's not just a one-time gift, but that the gift of salvation through Jesus Christ is an everyday gift. It is an everyday repeat it, just like taking a breath and the sun rising in the east. You don't walk this way alone. You don't walk through this world alone. When you go home from camp, campers and staff, when you go home from camp, take the lessons you learn here with you. Take the lessons you learn here with you and hold them in your heart and trust and believe that the Jesus that you are coming to love and know walks right beside you through the whole thing. That the God who created not just this beautiful space and not just the birds and the bugs and the animals and the water and the trees, but he created you and he created you special. And whether you've been baptized or not, he claims you. Baptism is our reminder, our visual, physical reminder that we are claimed and that Jesus died for us and rose again for us and that sacrifices for us. And we're saying, yes, I promise to be part of a church family. I promise to follow you and read your word and be part of that because it's important, because it's meaningful, because my life doesn't mean the same without him. So as you go through this next week of camp, and as you go through your week down at home, and as you go through the rest of your summer at camp, hold on to that. Hold on to that you don't walk alone, and that the Jesus that died and rose for you, that God walking through our lives and putting on humanity, truly understands. And there's not a thing that you could experience. There's not a thing that you could go through, good, bad, or indifferent, that God's not already there saying, I'm here for you. Shine your light. Walk in his path, and remember always that you are loved. Amen.